And that's the news on CNA 938. Headlines anytime at cna.asia.
So, Lance, how are your boys enjoying this Christmas so far?
They're okay. They're enjoying it just like any other festive sort of occasion. They enjoy the gifts they get. They enjoy the cash they get. So I can see they've got nice big white smiles on their faces.
So are they given cash, or is it sent to them by app?
Actually, it's now all done by PayLah. It's so much easier to just give them money that way. Sometimes if they want a particular gift, we sort of decide that's the gift we will get. If maybe it's too expensive, we say we'll meet you halfway. You've got to do some chores to try and reach that goal of getting that present.
And no wrapper. No Christmas wrapper.
Absolutely. Forget the wrappers. That's all chucked away. We don't need them. Here you go. That's the gift you get. And show me a big smile. Well, it's a day, like we said, of much needed festive cheer because people love giving presents and getting presents. And after a year of nothing but COVID, we want to see big, happy faces when they get some gifts. A recent study by the National Institute of Education found that the lives of children have been changed dramatically this year, the year 2020, particularly during the circuit breaker.
Yes, indeed. This NIE survey, which polled over 160 kids aged between 7 and 18 years old, found that children spent much more time on their screens with their parents and sleeping. But conflicts with their parents also increased while their mental health dived. And so Lance and I spoke to Dr. Ye Yu, a research scientist at the National Institute of Education, and he tells us why the study decided to spotlight kids aged between 7 and 18 in particular.
The sample size of this survey is 162 children, which is relatively small. So findings here are still preliminary and may not generalize to Singapore as a whole. Okay, so with that said, back to your question, we focused on kids between 7 and 18 because research shows that this is the age range that is more likely to be affected by mental health issues. So if we think about kids aged 6 or under, they are less likely to experience anxiety and depression. And then for young adults above 18, they may be more mature to deal with mental health issues on their own. So I would say that the school-age children and adolescents may need the most help.
Now, it's a small base, like you said, 160. But during the circuit breaker, kids grew closer to their moms and siblings, but not with their dads. Why is that?
As a dad, I just want to clarify that. Kids' closeness with fathers also increased during the circuit breaker, but it was just to a lesser degree, and then it was not statistically significant. And the reason might be related to kids spending more time with moms compared to dads during the circuit breaker, but because the contrast isn't too strong, I would hesitate to read too much into that particular finding.
Okay, there you go, Lance. Feeling
well,
better?
In my family situation, it is true. I can tell you, you can include me as part of your study too.
Okay.
Yeah, they got closer to their mom. Yeah, they're close to me, but closer to their mom during the CB.
Okay. Mommy and daddy dearest. But, you know, doctor, we also understand, unfortunately, and, you know, we saw kids' mental health worsen during this pandemic, particularly during, like Lance said, the circuit breaker. Could you tell us why?
Yeah, so if you think about it, kids do have more things to worry about during the pandemic and especially during the circuit breaker. So our survey shows that many of them are stressed about home-based learning. They are stressed about not being able to go outside or travel and socialize or visit relatives. And they also worry about health and safety as well as they can get stressed from reading all those negative news. And in terms of what factors contribute to kids worsening mental health, our analysis found three factors that may partially explain the effects of COVID and circuit breaker on mental health. These are decreased time spent outdoors, more conflicts with fathers, and worsened mental health of their mothers. And among these, mental health of their mother is the most important factor to explain the deterioration of kids' mental health during the circuit breaker.
I think a few months back I read as well that some kids were more concerned and more worried about examinations and schoolwork rather than COVID-19 during this time.
Right. Actually, they were worried about homework, about tests, about home-based learning throughout the period. So even before COVID-19, they were worried about that. And now they still, this is still their primary worry.
And, you know, looking at all these findings from this particular focus group, how can we inform the way we can meet our children's needs, whether as parents or teachers, even as uncles and aunts, grandparents, as we head into the new year?
Yeah, I think we can all contribute. So from the findings of the survey, having a harmonious family seems to be quite important for kids' mental health, especially during this time. So hopefully heading into the new year, we can have parents who are less stressed out and there is less conflict within the family. And also another thing that seems to be important is to provide kids with safe ways to go outdoors, which may also help with the recovery of their mental health.
Can you perhaps tell us maybe if the study threw up any silver linings when it comes to these kids?
Yes, definitely. Actually, quite a bit of silver lining. So one thing is that our kids reported to be closer to their families during the circuit breaker. Also, they actually cared more about their family members' health and safety compared to their own. And then another thing is the time they spent socializing with friends did not decrease during the circuit breaker, potentially due to the use of social media and online messaging tools. And last but not least, as you mentioned, they actually slept a little bit longer during the circuit breaker.
Oh, so these children have become more empathetic people. You know, these are grown-up traits, so they've grown up a little bit.
Yeah, hopefully because of all these stresses.
Dr. Ye, you said you're a father, so what personally stood out for you in these findings?
So I would say that personally, I find that the effect of COVID-19 and circuit breaker on kids' mental health can be quite complicated and maybe more complicated than what I imagined before doing this survey. So on one hand, we have negative effects of COVID-related stress. On the other hand, we also have positive aspects like families spending more time together. And as a father, I definitely have that and I treasure my time with my daughter. So this study only scratched the surface of this complicated picture. As I mentioned in the beginning, because our sample size is quite small and we relied solely on retrospective self-reports, the findings are still preliminary. So I'm hoping to follow up with our sample to see how they do when things are back to quote-unquote normal. And I'm also looking forward to more research on this topic.
And more father-daughter bonding time. What do you guys like doing together?
We read books. Because we cannot go outside, I read books to her all the time.
Do you think your child has grown a bit more introverted during this period as well?
It's hard to say because she's still pretty young. Mm. And then we haven't sent her to daycare even before the circuit breaker. So I hope that she can, when she starts daycare, she can still interact with her peers normally.
She hasn't walked in on any of your Zoom meetings, has she, Doctor?
Right. She is actually quite good at this. She was probably listening to the radio right now.
That was Dr. Ye Yu, a research scientist at the National Institute of Education.